Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. You know, our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee. Today's topic, sales and the American dream. You know, at some point, you decided that you needed to make money, and that decision was preceded by something, you know, like empty pockets, you know, or probably, because the thought comes to us, you know, when we're kids usually, is probably mom or dad saying no to your can I have question. Or maybe it was a sour cream story. You know, over the years, I've found that ambitious people all seem to have a story about what sparked them, you know, and the sour cream story is new to me. I was sitting with a top producer for Aflac the other day, and we're talking, and he's telling me about one of his associates. They were at an Aflac event, you know, big conference or training or something like that, and they're all sitting around the table either during the conference or at the restaurant afterwards or something, and the question comes up as to, why are you in Aflac? Why are you working with the program, with the company selling the products? And so they're going around the table answering the question, and somebody asked the question of this guy's associate, and his answer was sour cream. And everybody looked at him, and they're like, what? You know, they kind of tilt their head, that confused dog look, and like, what do you mean sour cream? You're selling Aflac products for sour cream? That's your why? He says, well, let me tell you the story. So when I was a kid, he's telling the story. So he says, when I was a kid, my mom and dad would take us out to dinner once a week, and we'd go to Taco Bell. And, you know, we'd order and everything, and I'd want some sour cream on mine, but dad would say, no, we're not getting sour cream. So, you know, he's persistent, you know, and dad's getting, you know, firm and like, no, we're not getting it. And so they're sitting at the table and they're eating, you know, and I'm sure this happened more than once, but they're eating. And it's like, Dad, why can't we have sour cream? And he goes, well, they charge extra for those packets. And I'm like, well, I've never been to Taco Bell where they charge for sour cream, but obviously they must have at some point. And so at a point in time, Taco Bell served their sour cream in little packets, and they charged for it. And this little guy, I mean, can you imagine him 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that? He doesn't really get the money thing. He's like, I want sour cream for my tacos. And his dad's no. And so that guy grew up, and one of his sparks, his motivations for money is he wants to be able to afford sour cream. But here it is, years later, I'm sure decades later, and he's got the money to buy the sour cream, but they don't charge for it anymore. So says, you know, he earns the money, and then he's got it. He can spend it on something else. You know, that 10 or 15 cents. He can go get a Starbucks or something. But back to the topic, sales and the American dream. It's all about a spark. You know, in sales, we deal with many variables, a lot of how-to stuff. You know, how to keep a good attitude, how to listen to prospects, overcome objections, how to leverage our time and our talents, how to deal with rejection, how to manage deadlines, you know, or how to deal with fear. Oh, here's a big one, how to manage personalities. How to manage personalities. What? And here's another one, how to forgive, how to manage personalities, how to forgive. Let go of those offenses that are holding you back. You know, this list can be endless. And every item on the list can be placed into one of two categories, inner game or outer game, in our head or in our skill sets. Inner game and outer game impact our actions. And we've all been to seminars and training sessions where we've had hours of really good content, taking copious notes. You know, those 2 to 3 day seminars, you know, they start on a Friday, you go all day Friday, and you're kind of exhausted, you go to dinner, you hang out with some folks, you go to bed late, you wake up the Saturday morning, you start it all over, and you go, and it's just content all day long, just like tons of notes, writing, burning out your pen. And it's like, well, and, you know, maybe you went with a friend or a coworker, and you're sitting around chatting, and, you know, it's Saturday night. It's 9 or 10 o'clock. You're sitting in a restaurant having some food, chatting. There's a group of you. You know, it's been a long weekend, you know. Imagine this. You've had two full days, and the deluge of that powerful content has subsided. The sun is set. You can hear swishing of the gentle waves rolling in the background. You can kind of hear that in the background. And on one side of you, there's a group of people talking. On another side of you, there's a group of people, and they're laughing and stuff. And you find yourself looking around, and you don't know half the people that you're sitting with. You just met them there at the conference, but you're really enjoying everyone's company. You feel yourself just sinking into the cushions of the chair, and you're so relaxed. It's like this accomplishment. You've gone through all this content. You've absorbed all this, taken notes. You're just feeling accomplished. It's pure contentment. And then one of the top producers is walking by, and you get his attention. It's one of those guys, one of the guys from the weekend that everybody really liked. It's like, hey, can we ask you a couple of questions? And he turns and he says, sure. And as you start asking questions, he notices there's an empty chair. And he sits down. And you're thinking, and he's just like next to you or the seat over, and you're thinking, whoa, he's sitting down with us. You know, this guy's a millionaire. He's accomplished all this stuff. And it's like a fireside chat. You know, he's going to answer your questions, and you've got a notebook full of notes. He's going to tell you the secret, and it's going to turn your notes into billions, right? You know, it's like, come on. He's going to tell you the secret, you know, and you're sitting there, and you're listening to this guy, and he's talking, he's answering everybody's questions, and you're thinking, wow, who am I, and how did I get here? I'm like sitting next to this guy. We make certain situations out to be bigger than they actually are sometimes. Because, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, this guy was in your seat. And so in 5 or 10 years from now, you can be in his seat. And I want to tell you a story about my daughter. She started her sophomore year of high school as a sophomore. Duh. But she started as a sophomore. She finished as a junior. And the next fall, she started her senior year of high school, and she finished her freshman year of college. So she did 4 years worth of schooling in 2 years. And then she started that fall, which was actually kind of early, like August. She started at the Culinary Institute of America. She wanted to be a chef. And she starts that program in August, and it's a 21-month program, and she kills it. She gets in, she works her tail off, and she's on committees and volunteering here and got a job on the on-campus restaurant, and she's in charge of ordering all the food for all the chefs for all the, you know, all their menus and everything. And so she's got a lot of responsibility in addition to her education, and she completes that 21-month program, and she kills it. She just kills it. She's got relationships she's made in there. She's known by the professors and the chefs, the top chefs, and some of these chefs are world-renowned chefs that teach at this school. And she gets in her with her, what do you call those guys, the student counselor. So she's finishing up her program, and she's talking to her student counselor, and she finds out that, wow, she is so close to getting her bachelor's. So she's graduating as a chef, but she's really close, 1 year away from getting her bachelor's. And so she goes, she sets all that up, but the bachelor program isn't at the Napa campus. It's at the New York campus. So she's got logistics there. She gets all that squared away. She applies. She gets accepted for the bachelor's program. She makes all the arrangements, and then she goes to this one chef. He's the head chef, and he says, And she tells him, hey, I got into the bachelor's program. I'm going back to Hyde Park. She's all excited explaining it to him. And this is one of the guys that she built a reputation with. And she caught his eye because she was such a hard worker and reliable. He always brought her in on his outside events to help her make a little money while she was in school. So he says to her, when you get to New York, look me up. Now, she's got to go early because for her bachelor's, instead of just getting it done in a year, she had to go to the summer semester to make sure to get it all done, all the credit she needed. But so she gets all that squared away. She leaves. She gets there. She gets a hold of him, and he says, look, I want you to come to the Rockefeller Center and work this event with me. And I forgot the name of the event, which is kind of frustrating, but I forgot the name of the event, but it's a very high-profile fundraising event, so much so that the plate cost tells you it was $25,000 to $100,000 per plate to attend the event. That's what these people were coughing up. And so my daughter and one of her classmates that she went to school with, who also is doing the bachelor program, they go work this event. And they're working this event, and they're talking to people and getting pictures with all of these their icons in their industry, these chefs, world-renowned chefs that donate their time for this event because it's a fundraiser. And they make immaculate food. I mean, you could just, I mean, you think, I mean, 25 grand for a plate. I mean, it better taste really good, right? So she's serving all these people, and at one point she says to me, she looked at her friend, and she says, who are we, and how did we get here? I mean, we're serving these people that paid $25,000 for that plate. It's like, they're in amazement. These girls, they're 20, 21, right? She wasn't 21. She was 20 at the time. And so they're in amazement. And I wonder, how many times are you in amazement for where you're at in life? You just think, who am I and how did I get here? Well, my daughter's a perfect example of when we're young and we work our tail off and we achieve something that we haven't done it. That was her first time. And it's an amazement to her that, wow, you know, she accomplished that. But if you look back at what I told you about how she got there, it's very apparent. So if you ever think, who am I and how did I get there? You know, if you're ever in a position of wondering, wow, did I really do that? Look back at what you put in to the previous years of your effort, your results, because you're sitting there. You got that fireside chat going with that guy who's making millions, and you got all these notes, and you think he's going to give you the secret, but you know what? You already know the secret. You're there. You accomplished it. You're sitting there listening to a multimillionaire answering questions about some of the details that you're thinking matter the most, like listening to prospects. As important as that is, that's really easy. Keeping a good attitude, as important as that is, it's really easy. You know, dealing with rejection, okay, as important as that is, that's not so easy. Dealing with rejection stinks, but you live through it, right? So today's topic, sales and the American dream, you know what it really comes down to, what the real secret is in that? It's working hard, preparing yourself, and building relationships. Building relationships. I was always amazed for that the last 3 years, because after my daughter graduated her bachelor program, she graduated with a bachelor's of professional studies in advanced wine and beverage hospitality. So you know what I have access to? I have access to a pastry chef who can make some incredible chocolate desserts, because chocolate's my favorite, and she could tell me exactly what wine to go with it, and it's going to be perfect. But you know what? She paid for that education. She got invited to work that event because she worked her butt off and she built relationships. And she has some phenomenal stories over the years. And I want you to know that you have incredible greatness inside of you. Remember that. And you work your tail off and you've built some relationships. So turn around, look at that, be grateful, and then turn back around, face forward, and plow forward. Make it happen. Find your sour cream story and achieve the success that you want. So with that, I hope you have an incredible day.